This episode of MMA Nuts is brought to you by
Freshly, chef-cooked healthy meals delivered to your door.
Use code MIX40 to get $40 off your meal plan.
123 Regs, save 15% off.com with code COM15MMA18.
Tech for Less, save 5% off with code MMADEAL.
Shield your mattress and pillows from allergens, dust mites, and moisture. Save 20% off with code MMANUTS at protectobed.com.
Defense Soap, the ultimate soap for wrestlers, jiu-jitsu, and MMA athletes with the new peppermint oil bars and shower gel. Use code MMANUTS for 15% off.
Hey fans, this is MMA Nuts, episode 423.
My name is Ingo Weigel.
Welcome to the MMA Show. By MMA fans, for MMA fans, walk the line between serious and ridiculous. What's going on?
Nothing. We were just commenting how our stage lights here are extremely bright.
So bright.
And blinding. I feel like I leave here sometimes, I got a fucking tan from these lights.
You could be getting tan. We're definitely getting cancer. Hopefully ass cancer, because I hear that one's fantastic. If you're going to get anything.
Get the ass cancer?
Yeah. That's okay. Where you want it.
Okay. Right? I don't know. I prefer no cancer.
It's 2019. It's all about getting ass cancer?
About getting no cancer.
Oh, no cancer. We don't advocate it.
No.
Do we endorse cancer?
Are we endorse the destruction of cancer.
Okay. We don't want to be sponsored by cancer.
No.
No, it's very bad?
Yeah. Okay. What are we talking about?
I don't know these things.
Oh, my Lord.
I just woke up.
Apparently.
I'm woke.
He's woke.
Swole.
And swole.
No.
And legit.
Just woke.
To quit?
Of course.
Was it, how'd it go?
I didn't know.
Legit to quit or something?
He's slashing gang symbols.
No, man. MC Hammer? Was it MC?
Yeah. He's a fucking MMA promoter or an MMA manager for a while. I think he still is.
Okay. Does he wear the pants still?
He should. Just every once in a while, he just, he's busting it out left to right. Like, yeah, fucking A, man. Awesome. Uh-huh. Bankrupt and back. I love it.
Yeah.
Don't wait this weekend. We had the only MMA type event that happened. We had a little bare knuckle boxing championship, number 5, in Bumblefuck, Mississippi.
How was it, Matt?
It's pretty good. They had five 2-minute rounds, and then we had a little controversy because one of the fights wasn't the most exciting of fights. One guy was kind of running away. I didn't catch that fight, but I caught the president. So the president of bare knuckle boxing fighting championship comes into the ring and makes this announcement. He says, "We're here for action, and we demand action from the fighters. We didn't get action in that last fight because Rusty Crowder wanted to run. Therefore, he's given half his purse to Reggie Barnett. Make some noise, Biloxi. This is how we do it at Bare Knuckle. You fight or you don't get paid." Like, what? Can you do that? Is that legal?
I doubt that's in the contract. Maybe they snuck it in, like, in the fine print.
Yeah. If you do not fight, we will fuck you. Wow. Very hard.
They could be full of shit.
Yeah. Well, he had to retract it later on and say, "Hey, man, that was just a knee-jerk reaction, but if you get into this, we expect you to fucking slug it out." I don't know if it was as bad as, you remember, the Caleb Starnes incident. Fighting Nate Quarry, literally running away the entire fight.
Yeah, it was pretty crazy.
We can't have that.
Do we ever find out why he did that?
No. I'm sure
he
probably
scared?
Said, of course. But why? Just go out like a man. Mm. Take your licks and be done. I don't know. So, and some other weird shit. So, they post this picture of Dan Mergliotta. I didn't know he was like 100 pounds lighter, lost his goatee, and like a foot shorter.
Doesn't look like him.
Yeah, it's not. So, like, they were on point all night. There was an epic fight in the stands, too.
Oh, was there?
There
was every time they had that so far, haven't they?
Well, it always happens, especially when you're in Bumblefuck, Mississippi. Some guy was just swinging bombs, and a guy almost got thrown off the second railing.
Whoa.
And then people were trying to climb up to get at the fight, and then whoever's up top is just, you can't fight a guy from lower ground. Watch any Game of Thrones or something like that.
Yes.
Whoever has the higher ground wins.
Star Wars, remember?
Thank you.
Remember, yes. He's like, "I have the high ground, Anakin." He's like, "Don't do it."
Yeah, the next thing you know, you wake up, you're missing, three limbs? And
you're fucked. On fire. It's not good.
You're like 95% of your body with third-degree burns or better.
Yeah. I was and literally pulling that out of your brain. I was like, what is he thinking about?
I'm going for it.
Like, Star Wars!
He only had a hint of ass cancer, too.
Yes.
And then did you see, it looked like Jack Black was one of the cut men. I didn't know he's
like Jack Black.
Substituting on the weekends.
Nice. I like it. Maybe he likes to get in there. Could be doing like a little role studying or something.
Yeah, he's got a movie to learn his part, right?
Yeah.
We had Johnny Bedford, former UFC fighter. He goes to 3-0 in bare knuckle boxing, and he probably looked the most technical out of everybody on the card.
Really?
Skill wise. We had Chris Lieben win in about 20 seconds at 205. Look at this juicy slut.
Look, you guys. Holy shitballs.
He's 38 years old, ladies and gentlemen.
His dome is really purple. Is he okay?
Yeah, he did 20 minutes or 20 seconds of work. Fucking clobber the guy and then like a single plum.
Yeah.
And uppercuts. It's usually a good technique to win in the bare knuckle.
Yeah.
Fucking other guy's just out. And then we get to the fight of the night was Jason Knight versus Artem Lobov.
Yeah.
Both former UFC fighters.
Beat the shit
out
of each other.
Oh, fuck, man. It was a bloody fight. And if you're Jason Knight, you might as well call him Stefan Struve. Like, Artem Lobov, I think he's got a 22-inch reach with those little stub arms. And Jason Knight, where do I want to fight him? In a phone booth. Like, let's just fucking stand right in front of each other. Yeah. And first three rounds, Artem Lobov wins. Last two went to Knight because Lobov got tired from fucking pounding the shit out of each other. And then, you know, you saw the pictures of their faces afterwards.
Beat up, man.
Like, holy fuck,
chaos,
man.
Yeah. Bloody.
And then, who is it? Dave Madden on Twitter. Because you got that one.
I got that one.
And then Dave Mann on Twitter posted that one of Jason Knight and fucking Chucky.
Yeah,
virtually identical,
pretty
man.
Pretty much, yeah.
Fuck.
That's crazy. Yeah, I don't know. Dude, it seems a little brutal, this event.
Slightly
brutal.
A lot of MMA fans were complaining and saying the same thing. Like, oh my God, I can't believe this is a sport. It's too violent for them. Like, what do you think about that? I don't know.
I think that you're seeing more damage to the body externally, and therefore it seems like it's more, I don't know, barbaric. Where in MMA you do get cuts, but I feel like it used to be way worse, and now it's maybe the gloves improved. I don't know. But guys get banged up, but you don't see this like very often. This is like every fight. It's like this.
I
man.
Love it.
Every single
teeth
fight.
Are flying out like a couple of fights ago. Beck Rawling,
yeah,
a female
exactly.
fighter, got one of her
That's
teeth
what I'm saying.
Out. And I think she replaced it with a gold tooth. That's a tough bitch, man.
Yeah, it is.
Respect.
But every fight is this ending every time.
Well, you typically would get more knockouts, and you know Artem, his knuckles were all busted up too. I don't know if he had broken hands, but. Sure, both of them were paying a visit to the hospital, if not the intensive care unit. I don't know if they were that fucked up, but I appreciate it. I like seeing some blood. I like to know some damage has been done.
Okay.
I don't mind it. No. I love it.
I feel bad. I feel like they're taking more injury than they need to, and they're not getting paid enough.
Well, I think they are getting paid enough because the main event fighters are getting pay-per-view points, and I think this one, since it was on a weekend where there was no other MMA or combat sports per se, it was probably a pretty significant buy rate. Plus, now this is set up since Artem won the fight. Artem versus Paulie Malignaggi is happening, I think, on June 22nd, if I remember correctly.
Connor's training partner?
Yeah, so then now's their tie-in to Connor, too. So is Connor going to make it to the event? Like, that's another selling point, right?
Maybe.
Because who knows what the fuck Connor will do if he's at the fight and shit goes
down. Put him in the corner?
Connor might jump in and start throwing bombs, for all I know. So
good.
Good event. I'm going to definitely watch the next one. I hope Beck Rawlings is on there because as far as like watching the bare knuckle, I still think she is the best technically sound bare knuckle fighter there is.
Okay.
And that's weird to say about a woman.
You think there's a different strategy in bare knuckle fighting
that
you cannot use in MMA?
100%. Because you got to know, like we were talking before, your hands aren't protected, so you don't want to just be throwing bombs carelessly. You need to make sure you're landing them in the correct spots. And if I was in there, I would be working that body like a son of a bitch, too.
Okay.
A little softer tissue to be hitting. little softer tissue and then mix it up a little bit more. And then that single collar tie, cut and ring up the uppercuts. Ring up the uppercuts. Maybe you slip a little elbow in there.
Slip the elbow. Little Mike Tyson.
Yeah, little this, little that, but
yeah.
Just be cautious, because you're. I know it's only 5 2-minute rounds, but their hands get fucked up.
They do.
Be smart. And then let's talk about this UFC 236. We were talking about this pre-show, right? The ESPN Plus is running a deal right now where you can buy 1 year subscription to ESPN Plus. You get the UFC 236 card for $79.99.
Yep.
Like, that's fucking solid. I just bought it. Hopefully they'll do more of this kind of deals, but... Oh, they're also dropping the price of the pay-per-view, right?
$5, you said?
Yeah.
Yeah.
From whatever, $65 to $59.99.
Yeah. They'll raise it again, I'm sure.
I'm sure.
But yeah, I'm just wrapping my head around the fact that we literally... I'm like, why... As you're talking, I'm thinking, like, why is this a good deal? I'm like, oh, yeah, because the UFC is only on ESPN. Like, I'm like...
Yeah, you literally have to buy the... Like, you have to buy it anyways, right? You have to buy... So it's only, what... literally paying $15 more to get the service for the year.
Yeah. They should just do that every time.
offer
that deal, right?
Yeah.
If you buy a pay-per-view event, you get a year.
I'm going to have 10 years. I'm going to be fucking signed up for life.
Exactly.
Until the fucking thing goes sour, right?
Yeah.
Do you want to talk about the fights at all? We have that Max Holloway versus Dustin Poirier. And weird, main event.
Are they both going to make it to the fight? Is the question.
I don't know. Why? You hearing things? You hearing things?
I'm feeling like something might go sour between one of them, or both, perhaps. I'm sensing a weight cut issue from one or both, actually.
Could be.
Yeah, yeah. I'm feeling like some... These guys have had a lot of turmoil, you know.
Well, I'm still worried about Max, right? He got pulled off that one card. He was a little concussed.
He's a little bit...
It was two cards ago, and then he showed up for the fight... against whoever he fought last time, that jiu-jitsu guy.
Yeah.
I could see his face, can't put the name to it, doesn't fucking matter, not important right now, but he lit that fucking guy up. Lit him up.
I don't even know what you're talking about either.
I guess Brian Ortega.
Ah, okay.
That's right. Fucking lit him up. And a lot of people say it. He's trying to teach him how to strike, like, here, defend like this and do this.
Yeah.
Just straight line, no head movement, you know.
Yep.
So, but that Max that fought him that night was a fucking killer, and I worry for Poirier, and this is one of those fights where it's tough to call, because I like both of the fighters.
Yeah.
But I think Holloway's going to edge him out. And I know, I thought, yeah, Poirier's got that win, a submission win over Holloway, but this is many years ago. And I want to see, how does Holloway look not cutting that weight?
Yeah.
And then, other question, too, well, another sidetrack. Thiago Alves is Dustin Poirier's striking coach now. That's just pretty fucking cool.
Small world. Okay.
What happens if... I'm going to just pick Holloway. Holloway to win by fucking decision. But if he does win, and I still want to hear who you think is going to win, what happens to 145 then? Is Holloway going to walk away? Come back? Why don't we hold that thought? Who do you think's going to win? Poirier or Holloway?
Wow, it's like a triple-level question.
I got
like,
so much running through my head.
I don't even know where I'm going.
I'm almost like, okay. I'm on something, but I'm not.
I think that Holloway is still going to have a struggle.
Making a weight?
Yeah, and I think that's going to affect things, and I see Poirier finishing this via submission.
And like, again? In like the same way? That would be epic.
The late third round.
I thought it was a triangle armbar kind of thing.
Yeah. Something like that. I feel like that's gonna happen. I think the cut, you know, he's not. It's just I think he's gonna have issues.
Okay,
that's my thought. He won't come in 100%. 100% Max Holloway. I'm with you. I think he will be at 70%.
Well, Johnny Hendricks.
Johnny Hendricks.
Okay, fair enough. If Holloway does win, though, does he vacate the 45?
Yes.
And just continue at 55, and then. Go after Khabib next.
Yes.
That's a motherfucker of a fight, right?
If Khabib ever fights again, hopefully he does. Know.
I thought September was when we were talking, but
maybe.
Who knows with that guy? I think he's deported. or yeah. imported. I don't know what he's doing.
Or he's chasing Connor on Ireland, yeah. trying to kill him, or L.A., wherever the fuck he is.
Yeah, I don't probably, know what's going on.
Probably L.A., I think.
And then what? Why is that fight, which is 155, why is that the main event over the Israel Adesanya versus Kelvin Gastelum at 185 for the interim belt? Oh, because I guess I can answer that. Because Max is a champion.
Oh, yeah.
He's a legitimate champion, so.
Okay.
Answer my own question as I'm thinking about it. So, next fight. Kelvin Gastelum, who may miss weight.
I'm just going to leave.
Yeah,
again. I don't even need to be here.
Sorry. Versus, okay. And I'll just throw it out there and then you tell me.
No, no.
Israel Adesanya versus Kelvin Gastelum. Go.
No, you go.
That's a shitty car, Ingo. No, I think they stopped making that one.
What?
The Yugo.
Yugo.
Sorry, I hate puns, you motherfuckers. I watch all these cooking shows.
That car only cost like $5,000.
I know, it was brand new. It was a piece of shit. It may have been the worst car ever made. It was like E.T. for the fucking Atari. There was no goddamn point.
No.
I thought they threw them all in a goddamn landfill and then they dug them up.
There was a documentary made about that one.
Worst video game ever made.
I wonder if anybody's still with us with what the fuck we were talking about right now.
Don't worry about it. We're on point.
These questions. Back to UFC 238.
Six. This is show 423. Okay.
I'm still with you.
We're on point.
Yes.
So, Adesanya versus Gastelum. I am worried about Gastelum's weight. Habitual weight misser.
Good point.
Habitual. So, you have the great takedown defense from Adesanya. You have the relentless attacking from Gastelum. More of a boxing approach.
And the power.
Heart.
The heart power.
And he's only been finished once, and it was by submission by Chris Weidman. So... Yeah. I don't see Adesanya finishing Gastelum, but I feel like he will pick him apart. Pick him apart. And I know Gastelum keeps arguing like, oh, well, Adesanya shouldn't even be in this fight. He hasn't even fought some people. He fought Anderson Silva. He's way past his prime. True, but this is a tired division in some aspects because he keeps talking about, well, I fought Jacare. I fought Weidman. Like, you fucking guys have been in there forever. We need some new blood, right?
Yep,
that's why Adesanya is getting this shot. And I'm worried about Gastelum being a little overtrained because he was just supposed to fight Whitaker, and then Whitaker pulled out the day of the fight, and that was like a month and a half, maybe 2 months ago. So,
how do you think they handle that? Do they let him taper down and then peak back up, or what?
Yeah, you gotta still stay in shape, but if you've train now you're 2 months extra in the training, your body is you're definitely not 100%. He may be 90 at best, but I would put him at and he's an 80% gas flow.
Wow,
he's a little more than 70.
Okay, we're all about the stats today.
Yeah,
percentages.
No ass cancer.
That's
okay. Undetectable.
It's a callback. They call that a callback in
is
the
it
industry.
I don't know what's going on.
But you raise a good point. You raise a good point about the training. I never thought of that angle. I just is it possible though to stay in shape but not so like you can not train as hard, stay in shape, and then peak again? Can you double peak?
I don't know if you can double peak. I think from both aspects too, because he was talking about this in the embedded that the mental side of that preparation, like you've prepared so hard for this title fight. And you're at the night of the fight, and then you didn't get it. That mental letdown, like this fight is just not even going to live up to it on the mental side.
Ah.
Let alone
you
the
sold
physical
me.
Side.
You sold me. Adesanya, I'm with you. You've sold me.
Thank you.
I'm sold.
Adesanya, I'd love to see him knock out Gastelum. I don't see it. I think it's a decision for him. Double decision. I don't like to take it a double decision.
Triple decision.
Fuck it. I'm going to change my set. I'm going to say fourth round KO by Adesanya. I don't want to be double decision.
Okay.
All right. And all done.
Yeah.
I don't think I have anything else for that. All right. You got whip some news out.
I got Ryan Bader signing a multi-year deal with Bellator. Things are going well. Everybody's happy.
Did they disclose any financials on said deal?
I didn't see this anywhere, no.
Well, he's a double champ over there. So is he going to... Follow-up questions. They say, is he going to continue at heavyweight, light heavyweight? Because I saw some training videos of him talking about, man, I'm carrying my power or my speed at this heavier weight. I kind of like it.
He said he's been training at heavyweight. Yeah, this article says that. That's true.
I think it's good for him over there. I mean, you saw, you know, Fedor have a lot of success at heavyweight and not being the hugest of guys, but he had a lot of speed.
Yeah.
Speed and technique.
If he stays like that, too, I think he could potentially come back to the UFC when John Jones has another drug issue or something.
Those things seem to be popular
and,
right now.
And take the heavyweight belt there, potentially.
I don't know. Because I also feel like once the guys leave the UFC, then they go on supplementation programs. So I feel like when he comes back, he's going to have a lot of fucking problems. I don't think he's ever going to come back. I don't think you can, you know, think about pre-USADA UFC, right? Everyone's doing whatever the fuck they want. And then USADA comes in.
We had the
and
dip.
Then everyone goes off. And then everyone's performance kind of drops.
2 years.
Right? And then, like, oh, I go over here. And then all of a sudden, I'm the greatest again. Well, what happened? You weren't great over here.
What the hell is going on?
Fighting a little lesser competition. And I'm on all the fucking supplements. So, living my best life right now.
That's right.
I just signed a multi-million-dollar contract or whatever the fuck he just signed. So good for him. I can't hate on the guy. I love it.
Yeah.
Because I want to talk about this PED stuff since this one's not really a shocker. So Brett Okamoto tweeted this one. It's breaking news! DJ Dillashaw has been suspended 2 years by USADA. Tested positive for EPO prior to the January 19th title fight against Henry Cejudo. Didn't really help him. Dillashaw did not contest the suspension. In the follow-up tweet, he says, another note in Dillashaw's EPO case, USADA went back and reanalyzed a test submitted on December 28th, and that also came back positive for EPO. The reason it went undetected initially is that it's a special test that is required to reveal EPO, and that test is not run on every single sample. So, But that's what we kind of thought. It was going to be something substantial. And I said EPO.
This is a shocker. This is a potential Lance Armstrong-like situation.
You know Jeff Nowitzki's got the biggest heart on right now. Like, my God, we finally got a champion. Right. Like, legitimate. Because there is no way out of this one. The EPO is not a tainted supplement shit.
Nope.
This is fucking, you've been injecting it.
Yep. How far back do you think they'll go?
Well, that's the question, because can they go back? Well, they already did, but how far can they go back? And can they go back pre-Cody Garbrandt fight when he lost his title?
And what would that mean if he was on EPO the whole time?
So what happens? Is Garbrandt the champion? I mean, everything is going to go no contest. It depends how far they want to push this shit.
He's going to lose all his money and everything?
If I'm the UFC, I tell USADA, let's just fucking take a step back right now and stop testing shit, because you can really fuck the sport up right here.
Yeah.
If you continue to go back X amount of years and test all the samples, fuck. I don't even know where to go with that.
Well, then could they just do it to every blood sample in the whole
bank
of blood
samples?
Sure,
you could test everybody, but that's not fair to the fighters.
No.
100% not fair. You should, I don't think you should be drug testing in the first place, but if you're going to do it, I think there should be a window that you're testing in, and that's maybe 3 months prior to your fight, and I don't think you should be going back years Lance Armstrong style or anybody's style.
He lost everything. Do you
think
because
what are you
going
to do? Fucking do 4 years of no contest for the guy? And then do you take away all his win bonuses and any performance bonuses the guy had and all his credibility as a fighter? I mean, it's fucked up. Is he cheating? Sure. But how many other guys are?
I think Lance Armstrong, if you're watching, we know you watch our show. I don't know. Probably not. Call this man. Or TJ, if you're watching, call Lance. You guys should talk. Like, I think this is at that level.
I think this is that
moment in time where a sport is transformed. Look at what happened.
Oh, hello.
Red light. You're still on.
I'm still good. I'm going to switch batteries real quick. Hang on.
Put that one in the trash. That was brand new off the charger.
I know.
All right. Well, Matt is doing that. Think about this. Lance Armstrong, how far they went back, he lost everything. That sport was transformed during that time.
Transformed.
Shit went haywire for a little while.
Yeah.
And the UFC just had this big deal and everything going on ESPN. Now we got this giant potential nightmare.
It's like, it's huge, man.
I'm not even a TJ Dillashaw fan, and I agree. I'm like, just please stop right now. And just
it's
that's
just
it.
It's not, this whole thing isn't fair.
Yeah.
Just stop here before we get so dirty. So dirty. Because now what's going to happen is they're going to fucking, like, what happens if, okay, USADA gets a hair up their ass and says, you know what, maybe we should just test everybody's sample right now for EPO. Mm-hmm. Let's go back 3 years and check fucking Cain Velasquez out when he was a heavyweight champ. Mm-hmm. What do you think is going to happen? Fucking more than likely going to test positive for
it.
Some
people will, yeah. Well, I wonder if in the contract it says they can't go back unless you get busted.
Yeah, right. A fucking UFC contract having any kind of provisions for fighters, anything. Those things are so one-sided. I think they could do whatever they want, and I think they make them sign away everything, right?
Because what if TJ gets fucked and, knowing how he is, says, test everybody? What if he does that? What if he says, test everyone. You guys did this to me. Do it to them. Test everybody. And what if everybody's doing fucking EPO?
It could be.
The whole sport is
illegitimate. Where do you draw the line? Is it 1 year? Is it 2 years? That's the problem with all this.
Probably really expensive to do. I bet you they won't do it.
Well, yeah, probably $5.
$5.
Fuck that. We just spent $4 billion. We're not going to spend another $5 per sample. This whole thing is just
a
farce.
It's only $5?
It's probably cheap. But
okay.
Whatever it is, they just stop, because it's dirty and we don't want to go any farther dirty.
Oh, man. Good luck to this guy. He's completely...
Yeah, and I think his best bet is he should probably go the Chael Sonnen route and say, listen, man, I fucking did it. I wanted to be the best I could be. I did it. Sorry. I'll see you in 2 years. And is that even a fair punishment? 2 years, man? First offense, 2 years.
Yeah.
I mean, I know that's technically what it says. For
it's
your
rough.
First offense,
it's rough.
But man, 2 years.
But if that's all he gets, pretty lucky.
I don't know. 2 years of not making an income. I mean, he's got other things going on, but.
Mm-hmm. Maybe like a sneaker company or something?
Maybe.
TJ Dillashaw Ball Wax.
Or what's his thing? The snake? What is he?
I don't know.
Something.
Snake? Yeah.
I don't know. I think a year is plenty of punishment, but. I don't like where we're going with this. And then I'm kind of trying to scroll back through. So Cody Garbrandt had tweeted out on this subject. He said, all my losses are from fighters that have popped for PEDs at UFC, at USA Anti-Doping. I can stand behind this when I say I'll always be a drug-free athlete. Number one reason is the belief I have in myself. Number two, I respect the game. Twitter rant's over, y'all have a good day. And then he followed up, he said, let's make this clear. I'm not saying my losses are a direct result of PED convicted fighters. I also fought like a dumbass.
I see.
So he's not blaming him, but he's just making a point, a la Michael Bisping.
I see.
Then he say, all his losses came to TRT users, Morgan Anderson, Vitor Belfort.
Mark Hunt said the same thing too.
Yeah, right.
Some sour people out there.
They are, but what if they went back and tested him, and then he fucking pops for EPO?
Most likely. Where there's smoke, there's fire, right?
This is just dirty. I just hate this whole thing, but...
If this does happen, it'll be great for our show, though.
Maybe.
Rankings to the roof.
Yeah. Well, he's the first fighter to test for EPO. He didn't know they were testing. I didn't know they were testing for it. I had no idea. I thought one was hard to detect.
Probably.
But... We'll see what happens. This is one of those ones where we're just going to have to sit back and watch for a little bit.
Whatever happens, happens. Whew. I yawn there.
All right, you got anything else going on?
That was okay. My news. Yeah.
So, Conor McGregor. Let's talk about him a little bit. Allegedly in a bar fight over the weekend. Punched somebody in a bar. Yeah. So, I'm just kind of thinking about what he's done recently. So, bar fight, punch someone, allegedly rape someone. I don't know, the questionable tweets about Habib and his wife, being a goat or something, and towel, whatever, whatever. His dolly throwing incident, the monster energy,
quite
fucking
a lot,
water bottle throwing incident. I didn't bring in when he got jumped by all those people, because I don't think that was on him, that after the Khabib fight.
Still chaos surrounding him, though.
Yeah, and then there was that time where he jumped into the cage and pushed a ref because he didn't like the way the outcome happened for one of his friends fighting.
Uh-huh.
And it just seems like he keeps pushing the line of what's acceptable in fighting and what's acceptable in real life. And I don't know where all this ends, and I don't know what the UFC's role is in this, because they have never administered any ounce of discipline to this guy, because he's always been, oh, he's the number one draw, fucking do whatever. So at what point do they step in and do something? And then where does this end for Connor? Am I looking at a fucking True Hollywood story? Like, here's what happens. Like, he's at the height of his career and he fucking kills a family of six.
He's not going to kill a family of six. I think the higher...
Five?
Higher likelihood is that Khabib and the Russian fucking mafia fucking make him disappear. All of a sudden, there's going to be no more Conor McGregor. Like, what happened that no one has seen him? And then Khabib is going to be like, told you so.
Nobody fuck with Mother Russia.
That's right.
Motherfucker.
So, I mean, that was quite a list.
There's probably some shit in there.
I've been following it, but I'm just thinking, like, he's not going to have much, and then you just kept going.
But you look at, you start to look at Conor McGregor and John Jones, and I don't know who's the worst guy right now.
McGregor, for sure. Jones has been quiet.
Well,
sort of.
Kind of, right?
But yeah, I don't know. I think what I'm hearing and what you're saying is this man needs to be in training camp preparing for a fight. He's like a rabid dog off the leash. Somebody get this man a fight.
He right, because I just don't know where it stops. And then
it doesn't.
Where does when and where does the UFC step in and say, fuck face? We have this code of conduct, right?
Yeah.
You're on way past it. You're not fucking fighting for a year.
He's retired.
They don't need him right now.
He's retired.
He's not, but...
He said he was retired. Maybe that's... He's like, I'm retiring so I can be crazy.
Right. And then just think about from a civil standpoint, like all the civil lawsuits. And I mean, he's got hundreds of millions of dollars, granted, but do you want to keep dishing them out for fuck-ups?
No.
Maybe you need to stay out of the bars.
Yeah. It's like a Mike Tyson story.
Go into lockdown. Yeah. This is fucked up. So I feel like I'm watching a train crash or a train wreck. It's just, it keeps going and going every week. Is this, like we were saying, this is a marketing ploy?
What if it all is? That'd be crazy, right?
It's all we want to do this week.
I wonder, he's smart enough. He goes to these events where there's MMA. He's like, if this shit goes sour, I'm going to jump in. I'm going to pretend I'm pissed off, okay? But don't get crazy. I'm just pretending. I could see him scheming this shit probably while he's high on coke.
Right, I'm going to suck off a horse this week. Like, what? You didn't know?
I'm going to stroke it a little bit.
Yeah. Tease it.
We need two hands for the horse.
Tease it. So don't suck it.
He's going to make that the picture. I already know.
I don't know. I may Photoshop something into your hands.
Oh, nice. Let me do it again.
I'm going to skip this one.
Okay.
Let's see if I can pull up some shit.
Uh-oh. Is that a tweet?
Yeah.
Oh, we have trouble with
the tweets. So, fucking look at this. Here's Sage Northcutt.
Dude, what's up, man?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Good shot.
Not really. I counted 16 shots and only like 3 or 4 hits. Why is he a fucking psychopath? Who shoots a gun with no goddamn shirt on? Have you felt a hot round hit your skin yet? I have. It's not pleasant.
If he looks that way, he wants to share it with the world always.
It's a guy, I don't think he owns a shirt. Like, literally. Shooting guns. Like, I want to go to the shooting range and shoot guns, no shirt.
I would not wear a shirt if I had those. He's got like an 8-pack.
Yeah.
It's pretty ridiculous.
Fucking psychopath.
I wouldn't wear shirts either. Like, what's up?
Anyway, I don't think that kid should be playing with guns.
Probably not. At least they were small guns.
Like a 9mm. So I got tweet a week. I think I have 4 or 5 options. I'm not quite sure. Paulie G on Twitter, he said, hey, Chris Cyborg, you're looking good, girl, but I was wondering, who's that girl on the toilet? So apparently she's tweeting pictures out, and there's a girl getting ready to wipe herself in the background. I don't know what she was doing on the toilet, but hey. And hot. You're not a fan of the hot Chris Cyborg hair?
I'm not a fan of the hot Chris Cyborg. Ugh, but I was studying this photo because I'm wondering if it's Photoshopped. But
it's not.
Where the fuck is she that she's taking? Is this like some female locker room? Is that her house?
Probably at her house. She likes to party.
Just some girl in her shitter taking a shit while she's in there at the same time.
Door open, too.
Exactly.
Classy.
No respect. Can you imagine someone comes to your house and the first thing they do is they go take a giant shit and they leave the door open?
Door open. What's wrong with you? We're not fucking animals. Come on, Conor McGregor, you son of a bitch. Shut the door. Fucking savage. Luca Fury. He tweets this one out. He said, PETA got trolled. Is that how I say it? PETA got trolled by a guy talking about Artem Lobov getting slapped by Pauly Malignaggi. So someone tweeted and says, I have just seen a shocking video of a goat being slapped by a former boxer. Have you seen this? Then
no.
PETA replies, would you please email us at whatever the email address is with more information? Thank you. So they thought a literal goat is being slapped.
And PETA was on top of that.
Yeah, they're not fucking around. It's legit.
Like, literally, that's an actual real thing. I always thought that was bullshit.
Like, oh, my God.
There's people that are monitoring Twitter for talk about herding goats. I'm not really sure what's going on.
Well, I think PETA made a tweet, and then someone under that had made that response. And then they're like, oh, my God, someone did a goat?
Yeah.
Still, they had it.
Who the fuck is monitoring that? And they probably do they get paid for that?
I don't know. Someone's got problems. Mike Tyson just tweeted out. He said, I heard Nintendo was doing new Punch Out without even contacting me. It won't be the same. My knockouts made the game. That's whack.
I agree.
So 100%, you can't have a fucking Mike Tyson Punch Out without Mike Tyson.
Right. And? Was there no response?
No, that's just...
Like, I was waiting for the happy ending story. I thought you were going to be like, and then Nintendo's rescued the day.
Well, he's in the EA UFC game, so he's got that, yeah.
It's not the same.
It's not. The game was epic about you get to Mike and he would just fucking murder you with one shot. Man.
Remember the Sandman? Oof, that was tough, too. Fucking guy. Or the Russian guy. Remember that?
Yeah, I forget all the names.
Yeah.
Soda Popsinski.
Oh, that.
Yeah.
I wonder if they have that for the Wii.
And Bald Bull. Bald Bull!
Oh, yeah.
They used to have that game in the arcade, too.
Yes.
It wasn't just on straight up Nintendo.
Making me very nostalgic, Matt.
Yes. Israel Adesanya. Someone tweets out, Gastelum's coming for you. And Israel replies, I'm coming on him.
Oh,
stamp.
Nice.
And then I think this is the last one. Okay. The Mac Life. Taya Tiavasa, still targeting future Justin Willis fight, says, I'm going to pull his pants down and play with his bum. And that's it.
What the fuck?
This is the fucking guy that drinks beer out of the shoe and asks people to spit in it.
Some gay shit.
This is some gay shit. What's going on?
I don't know. Where's he from? New Zealand?
Australia, or one of them down under countries. The Thunder from down under. Isn't that gay review at the Excalibur in Vegas?
I have no idea.
Look into it.
Okay. Why do you?
The Thunder from down under.
Why does he know this?
Because all the fucking CES shows that I would go to, and then we'd have.
You guys would go to this place?
No. I don't know if we stayed in Excalibur. It was like the shittiest hotel ever. But anytime you were in the elevator, that's all you see is like the Thunder from down under. And the fucking guy is like jerking off on you. You know. Fucking Vegas. It's like Dick Twist.
These guys just jerk off on
it's
you.
The old
Vegas.
Dick Twist. Like that guy. Yeah. Hit him in the dick. What? What are you talking about? I don't know.
Oh, shit.
Now I give you a gratuitous Paige Van Zandt tweet.
Oh, thank you. Oh, damn. I like it.
Respect.
Yeah, nice.
She said she's going to start using her body some more. Oh, she says she's a fighter. Broke her arm a couple times, and she's been not using her body as much as she's wanted to. And now she's going to.
Sweet.
So I
like
I can respect that.
I'm all for that.
And couple different levels.
Yes. But we don't know. It's kind of cryptic. We're not sure what she means, but we hope it means what we think it means.
Yeah, we know what it means. I'm all in. Let's do some ass and nuts again. Got anything else? I thought we're good. Ah, fuck. I hit like a million buttons. I hate when I do this. Hang on. All right. What is your greatest memory of the USC? Can be your favorite fighter winning, first fight you watched, an event you attended, anything.
I got to say, it's the first time I saw UFC here in your basement. Because that was like one of the first, probably the first time I actually, I mean, I've seen this shit like randomly earlier UFCs, not watched them, but you know, but in the basement. And it was a night that BJ Penn and Sean Sherk
had
that
fight.
And he had that flying knee. And I was like, holy shit, they can do this. I remember driving home going, wow, I didn't even know what the hell I just saw.
Yeah, your dad's gonna be like, what the fuck are the rules? Can they do whatever they want? Like, no, there's a couple of rules.
Couple rules. Right. You can do that?
Yeah, you can do that.
Like, holy shit.
You can do that.
Yeah, that was probably my, that feeling of the first time actually sitting down and watching it with someone who knows what's up. Man.
Well, that is mine, is just watching the first UFC in college, like having all my friends over and illegal black box. We got everything for free. Wink, wink. But we have
everybody had one of those.
Those are shit. You pay like $200 and you watch.
They're only
whatever.
This big though.
Yeah, yeah. You can't get those anymore, but you can, but you can't. It's a lot of work. But anyway, so just watching that and going, "What the fuck is going on?" Like first fight, dude kicks a guy in the head, fucking tooth goes flying out, and I remember all my friends being like pissed off at Hoist Gracie, like, "What is this fucking gay shit this guy's doing? He's submitting people. I don't get it." I'm like. No, it's fucking awesome because he's way smaller and he's doing something and these guys don't know what the fuck they're doing. And I love it. Why do they wrap their hand, why do they wrap fighters' hands in bare knuckle fights? They're supposed to leave an inch from the knuckles down and they're just supporting the wrists. So they tape the wrists up. You want a little bit of wrist support because you don't want to be like fucking flapjacking.
Yeah.
Here and there. What's the most disgusting thing ever to happen in MMA?
Oh, it was the famous leg break. Not Anderson Silva, the
Corey old, Hill.
Corey Hill. That was nasty.
That was the first one that I can remember.
Nasty,
at least UFC wise, right?
That guy's still fighting too, isn't he?
I think he's dead. I think he died.
Seriously?
Yeah.
From that?
No, not from the leg break, but I think some shit happened afterwards where he passed away.
Oh, that's right. They found he had some kind of blood issue.
It was ass cancer.
Just terrible.
I'm being horrible this year.
He probably did have ass cancer. See what you've done? You set me up for that.
You know what you're going to get.
You knew this the whole time. Your premonition is very strong.
I don't know.
ESP.
GSP. ESPN?
GSP.
I heard it just snowed in Montreal. He just posted a video.
Did he?
Yeah. He's like, what the fuck? The snow is coming to take me away to...
Calgon?
Yeah.
Take me away, Calgons.
Like, what the fuck is GSPs?
I don't know.
What else? Rodrigo Machado will close it out. Right. It's time. Pound sign, Nuts Roll. Pound sign, Matt Rape Train. Yep. Pound sign, Ingo Sugar Daddy. Number one. In the final homage to Game of Thrones returning soon, I'm going to ask this question that involves this show and MMA. You guys were forced to have a marching battle. I know where you're going, but this is just, I just see a bunch of people marching like, like a marching band, like fucking getting ready to go to war.
Is that what he's talking about?
No. But a marching battle, an open field of war, but instead of swords, S-words, bows, horses, and et cetera's, it would be a plethora of MMA fights happen at the same moment. So choose your murderer squad of five UFC fighters of today in each division except below 155 to fight for your honor, life, and most important, women. Also choose three female UFC fighters who you will be fighting for as a prize. Well, let's start with the women. Paige Van Zandt. Chael Sonnen. Oof.
About Holly Holm?
Sure, she can be in yours.
Holly Holm.
I'm out on that one.
Juicy booty.
I kind of... bug flying by me. No worries.
Literally a bug?
Yeah. I kind of like the Mackenzie Dern, but she got pregnant, and now she's kind of a little tainted.
Oh, tainted.
But that's kind of juicy. So I'm going to put her in over the Cyborg right now. Cyborg lost.
Over the Cyborg?
For a little bit.
Okay.
A little bit. She didn't fight in a while.
I agree with you on Paige VanZant and Katzenga. But I'm going to go with Holly Holm.
Okay.
That's my third.
Fair enough.
Yeah.
As far as who's fighting for us, I think it's kind of similar to what we just said before. So
Mark Hunt,
John Jones.
Robbie Lawler?
No.
185 was Yoel Romero.
Yoel Romero, yeah.
And then I went Jorge Masvidal, and you took Robbie Lawler.
Robbie Lawler.
And then 155, Justin Gaethje.
Yeah.
And I think, who did you want at 55 before?
I picked somebody else, though.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think. Who did I pick? Conor McGregor.
Yeah,
Conor McGregor.
Guys, he ain't even made it to the battlefield.
For the marketing, man. He'll bring the ladies or something. I don't even
know. I don't know. I don't trust that guy now.
He'll make us rich because he's going to promote the fight. that's his job.
Okay.
Yeah.
Buy or sell, who is the better character portrayed by Keanu Reeves? John Wick. You have the John Wick franchise, or Neo in the Matrix franchise.
Yeah, I like the more mature and badass Johnny Depp in.
You like Johnny Depp?
Oh, nice. Johnny Depp, not Johnny Depp. Keanu Reeves. Johnny Depp.
Keanu Johnny Reeves. Depp out of that.
I was thinking about a different movie. Never mind.
I really like Keanu Reeves in that goddamn Pirates of the Caribbean. There's like seven of them.
I don't know why I was thinking Johnny Depp, because I had something else in my mind. But no, I liked John Wick. I was thinking about Cox. Yeah. No, the definitely John Wick. He was kind of weird in The Matrix, a little girly in some respects initially. More like prophetic, I don't know, just feminine or something.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree. It's John Wick, 100%. Okay. I like when I'm playing the Division 2, I like to pretend I'm John Wick.
Yeah.
I'm just out there fucking. Okay. Bah, 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 bah,
bah. Okay. That was a solid game.
Yes.
Are you playing this evening?
Possibly. I don't know. I think I took a break one of the nights. Right. We'll see. I might. And then, what is your favorite movie starring Keanu Reeves?
Not Johnny Depp.
Here's a weird one. I think it's Point Break for me.
That is a good one. It's not weird. That's one of the best, most badass movies made
ever. And I don't know why they remade that one.
I didn't see it. Nor do I want to.
But I would say that one, and then I'm probably leaning Utah. Towards the John Wicks, actually.
Utah.
Give me two.
Oh, hang on.
Gary Busey.
Are
you going to go Bill and Ted's? Chain Reaction?
I still want to Google Johnny Depp. I don't know why. What is going on?
It's this weird connection.
Why are they connected? I should look that up.
I don't know.
I was trying to think of a movie. I can't remember the name of it now. Hold on a second.
What else is Keanu? He's in a lot of shit. He's a really good action movie guy.
Oh, Speed. That's what I was thinking of. Yeah. That's a couple years after Point Break. But that I like that movie a lot. Because Sandra Bullock. That fucker. She's hot. Hell yeah. What else is he? He's been in a ton of shit.
And then he's going to do Bill and Ted 3.
Yeah.
You're not into?
No, the first two, I liked them, but why are they making another one?
Because the other guy that's in that probably needs some money.
Oh, and Johnny, again. Keanu.
Fuck, man. What is Let's wrong go with the next you?
My brain is right
out of your mind.
I'm looking back at his movie history.
Yeah.
Remember that movie, My Own Private Idaho?
Wasn't
that,
he in Parenthood? Or some weirdo movie.
Bram Stoker's Dracula.
Oh, yeah, I like that one, too.
It was a weird.
Forgot that one. That's probably the best Dracula movie.
I agree, for sure.
I'm a big fan of Dracula. I dressed up as Dracula like forever as a kid.
He was in the movie Youngblood, the hockey movie.
What?
Yeah.
That one came out in, like, that was Rob Lowe.
Keanu Reeves plays Heaver.
Wow, I don't remember him in that. I thought it was Rob Lowe. I thought maybe even Patrick Swayze was in that. I don't remember.
Rob Lowe was in. Yep. Mm-hmm.
That's maybe I'm thinking Outsiders because everybody was
1986, man.
Yeah. Wow. That's crazy.
Tracy Ullman show. He's got quite the history. Good for him. Anyways, I'll stop Googling Johnny Depp.
Fucking weirdo.
What's going on?
It's all right. We could start calling you Sage
brain
Northcutt.
Is fried.
You and Sage might be hanging out too much, man.
I will lick his APAC. Not.
I'm not surprised.
I'm joking. I would not.
Surprised.
Lick his APAC. Definitely
Champion, Gatekeeper, and Bellator. You know how this works, guys. Choose one to become a champion in his respective weight division, one to become a gatekeeper, and one you would believe would do better in Bellator. And this is the welterweight edition. Number one, you have Colby Covington, Jorge Masvidal, and Rafael Dos Anjos.
Covington to Bellator.
Okay.
What was the other two choices?
To move Jorge up? Masvidal and Rafael Dos Anjos.
What was one to move up in weight class?
One is a gatekeeper and then one is a champion.
Oh, I'll take Dos Anjos as the gatekeeper and Masvidal as a champion.
I'll agree. I'm going to go Masvidal a champion. I want Covington to be the gatekeeper and I want Dos Anjos to go to Bellator because I feel he'll do good on the supplements.
Oh, he's older too. Yeah, that's right.
And then let's go with champion versus contender game. Same as last show, guys. To take a former UFC champion, someone that you had defeated or lost to before, and ask if a fight between them would have a different outcome today. Today's former UFC champion is Jose Aldo. So today I ask who would win if they fought, if you have Jose Aldo versus Conor McGregor today.
McGregor.
Yeah, I think McGregor still wins. Jose Aldo versus Uriah Faber.
Aldo. I like the last Aldo I saw. I like that.
I would take Faber in this fight.
Oof.
I think Faber needs a warm-up.
Probably.
Because he's been retired for...
He's supposedly back.
A while. All right. He's coming back. Fuck, Mary Kill. Celebrity Edition number 39. I would give me wood number 11. We have Alicia Vikander. She's way skinnier than this picture makes her look, by the way. She looks like she's 13 in the picture.
Okay.
Bryce Dallas, which is my speed.
Really tall.
She's super thick, by the way. And then...
All these photos are skewed. The thick ones are thin, the thin ones are thick.
Elizabeth Banks.
Bad.
She's in a lot of movies and stuff. I forget which one.
Yeah, but she looks too dirty. I'm going to skip her completely.
Pass on all the dirty ones.
She just has that face, that bitch face. I'll marry this one in the middle. What's her name?
Bryce Dallas. I'm in with you.
Bang the first one.
I'm killing the first one because she looks too young. And then bang the last one.
Nice.
All right, Knowledge. You got anything for... this week.
Just that Game of Thrones is happening in a few days. I'm excited about that. Have you been watching?
I'm just on last season, first episode.
Okay.
And then I'm going to get some other ones in here soon.
Nice. I watched season one, episode one, and I'll probably watch a couple other ones, but I really enjoyed that. I recommend you go back and check it out. Matt's bringing up some video here.
Yep.
Carnage.
This is the Anthony Showtime Pettis Snow Leopard.
He owns a Snow Leopard?
No, but just his moves are Anthony Pettis-like in his attack.
He's having fun. Look how athletic that is. Holy like shit.
Fucking just stalking. That is frightening.
He's frighteningly athletic. Do you see it can jump like that?
Mm-hmm.
I thought they only go straight.
No, he's like off the cage. Like, does it roll tornado style and then fucking airing it out? Oh, she's going to go fast.
That's fucking scary. That's like my cat who's like this big. How can that thing do that?
Words. Things.
You'd be dead. If that thing wanted to eat you, you couldn't do anything about
100%.
It. You'd be dead.
Dead.
There's nothing you could do.
And then how about this training? I don't know if this is Tony Ferguson type or what. I can't have musics. You doing this on the weekends? Maybe this is what you need to be doing.
To get big?
Yeah.
Light the fires and kick the tires?
Yeah. Going for brokes.
I'm not sure why he's hitting a heavy bag that's on fire, but okay.
I don't know.
Looks flammable too. He should be shirtless. Well, he should be. For safety.
With a Glock.
For safety.
You got an issue?
Right.
Like the hot rounds on my chest.
Yeah.
Just bounce off my 9-pack.
There you go.
Right?
Yeah.
So we're skipping next week's show.
Yeah.
And we'll be back. Busy.
Maybe we'll be back. It's questionable. Likely not. Let's just skip.
Okay.
Probably a good plan.
We plan on this not being here next week, and if we are, bonus for you kids.
Yes.
Try to be.
You can come over. You can do the show at my house.
Yeah, that sure that'll work out well.
Could be a weird one, huh?
Super weird.
Okay.
Shut down.
That has been this week's edition of Around My Nuts. My name is Ingo Weigel.
I'm Johnny Depp. Thanks for playing.